Blog Talk Radio.
Many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies knocked upon, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land,
better protect them. You better watch over them. They do not belong to the public school system. They do not belong to Caesar. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Lord. And he's given them to you to raise. Gates of hell have already opened. When a 60-year-old man naked marches through the streets of one of our cities in the United States of America, is standing before little children, little girls and little boys. This has nothing to do with taking someone's rights away from them. This has to do with imposing perversion in the face of a child. Where'd it come from? There's a spirit let loose on this earth. We're queer. We're here. You know what they say? We're coming for your children.
We're coming for your children.
You better take your children and you better protect them.
Kumbali Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ilaha Muhammad and Rasulullah. We open the bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test this human being on. He has put everything in this creation that the human being need to survive. Then he give us revelation to show us how to live this life. Then he give us an example on how to live that life through Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. He is the land. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God and let them know there's only one God and God do not die. When you see the image up and call this God or God's son, you see the root of racism throughout the world. And this racism has affected and got many people killed for nothing, because God gave them a color and made them human beings. And because of that, the evil human being that God came in his image want to kill people of color. So we have a job to do. Our job is to remake the world, remake the minds of the people, and get their minds on thinking on God, the worst impression of oppression is false worship, and we can prove it. So we here tonight asking the world to take away the images out of the world so the world can live in peace and happiness. If that does, if that don't happen, there won't be no peace and happiness on the on this world. But most of the human beings on this world have a cup. Huh? So God is, Allah is the greatest. And we don't want Allah to scrub the whole world just to make a point. And Allah can do that. So we are on this Block Talk radio station asking for the removal of all the false image of God out of the world. Where we can live. Where we can be happy. Where we can serve God in spirit and truth that God tells us to in the scripture. Make no image of God. And we see the problem that have made, have caused people their life. It even caused people the talent they have in themselves. They can't use that talent because they have lost their spirit. They have lost their motivation. They have failed under the inferiority. And that is exactly what that image is designed to do. And once a person falls under superiority, it doesn't matter of time, you have complete control over that human being. You have complete control over that human being. And God wants the control. God wants us to see ourselves as one body of people, one creator. Oh, see, God is one creator. See Jesus as a prophet, a son of Mary. And that's what he was. He prophesied. He said, in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day has arrived and it's growing. Many men are turning to homosexuals. Many men are binding to the act that they are pretty. They look good, even though they got a beard. Although they got hard flesh like a man, they want to call themselves a woman. But they never see a period. They never can produce a baby. So they will never be a woman. They will be under a trick, under a collusion, but they will never be a woman. And vice versa for the woman that thinks she's a man. But she want to do what the man does. God don't make no mistake. God say he created man and woman, Adam and Eve. And he didn't make no mistake. He give all his creation a test. Adam and Eve had a test. So will we get a test? And to pass the test, you had to pass it in the test that God starts you off with. And that if you start you off as a male, and you become a baby boy, then you become a young man, and then you become an older man, then you are ahead, you're trying to pass the test. And the same for a woman. You was a baby. You was a baby girl. Then you grow to be a girl that's 14 and 15, 16. And you grow up to be an adult at 21, as they said. And you can have babies and get married and have family when you're a woman. But when you think you're a woman, a man, you can't have no babies. You can't make no child. You can't have any of those things. So God says stay away from the suggestion of Satan. And who would say any man or any woman that take on weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies? That's Satan. Prophet Muhammad came to expose, and he did expose what Satan going to do. He said, in the last days, Prophet Muhammad said, in the last days, you'll see people loving animals more than they do human beings. When you see that going on in the world, you see Satan is at work. Huh? He said, in the last days, you'll see the businessman come corrupt. And you can't go to the grocery, you can't buy a car, you can't buy a house, you can't rent a place without seeing the corruption of Satan. You see the influence of Satan. He's in the grocery store. You can't, he don't raise the price so high, then he's selling you food that's no good for you, and he's making a big profit, but he cares nothing about the human being. He cares nothing about the human family. He cares nothing about ethnic group. He don't care if you're a Jew, Gentile, a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist. He does not care. His job is to defeat all of them and put them against each other, and Satan has been successful in doing that. But his time is up. The truth is on the scene. And when truth comes, falsehood got to go. Huh? Falsehood got to leave. So we are here tonight trying to destroy falsehood. Falsehood wants you to think that you don't need no money. Now, these people don't put us in bondage. They owed us 400 years working us without paying us anything. 400 years. So we want our reparation. We want money. You got something to say? Here you go. You got it. Or that me? How's that make it?
Big box love. Well, that was a mistake, brother. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. I'm there.
Yeah, I'm packing up. Yeah, I'm packing up for
the evening. Okay, then. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, what thing, Messiah?
Well, brother, you up. You got it.
Okay. First, I'd like to give you the greeting of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, favor, and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. Amen.
Amen.
We like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they can't say
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we see the times that we're going through. We see the Shaitan raising his head up and openly let you know that he's Satan. And we know that Allah told us that don't think that you will be left alone just to say that you believe in Allah without being tested and tried. So we know we're going through tests and trials, you know. And what that say to me is that everything Satan is going through, Allah got completely control over everything. And he just using this as a test and a trial for the believer, you know. When Shaitan was asked to bow down to the human being when Allah created him, Shaitan told God that he can't bow down. And God asked him why. And he told God that he was better than the human being. God command them to get down. And those that follow him to get down in the earth. You know, and Shaitan asked God to give him time to be with this human being. So give me time, and I'll show you that this human being is not worthy of being the Khalifa. You see, a ruler in the creation. And this is what's going on, brothers and sisters. It's just as simple as that. You know, God made us the Khalifa, the ruler. God said that the human being is going to inherit this earth. Shaitan believed that he is the one that deserved the inheritance of the earth. And everybody bowed down to the human being. You must the angels, they bowed down. Everyone except Shaitan, except Satan. And Satan asked God for time, and God granted him that time. He didn't take the time. He didn't tell God what he was going to do. He asked God for some time, and so God had given him that time, but his time is up, brothers and sisters. We are in the judgment. Now we just brought you up to date. If you ain't in tune with what I just said, we just brought you up to date. It's a human being. Is the one that's going to be the ruler of the creation. They the one that going to have the power here in this creation. And Allah gave us, made us inheritance of the earth. That's what the Quran say. And we believe, and we know that, and we believe that. You know, I heard one of our brothers got killed. Brother Hassan, they're in New Jersey, you know. And we getting all the information from him. We got some people that from New Jersey, and I talked to my son about it, and they are coming together and getting all the details. So we wouldn't be out there saying things that we don't know what we're talking about. I hate to do that, you know. So we're going to find out exactly what happened and what's going on. What is the detail? Did he get shot on the inside? Or did he get shot on the outside of the masjid or on the inside? You know, and what's going on? Right now we know it was early in the morning. It was Fajr time. It was early in the morning. That's about it that we know. You know, so brothers and sisters, we going through trials, and we've been tested, you know, and God got the power over life and death. There's no death without Allah's permission. Allah said, "No one leaf fall off the tree without His permission, without His knowledge." Not one leaf. And he knows the count of every grain of sand on this earth. You see? So that's the one that we bear witness to. That's the one we just got to praying to. And what we are saying is that there's only one like Allah. There's only one. Jesus is not God. Jesus don't have the knowledge of the judgment. They had a Sadducee ask Jesus, when is the judgment? Jesus said he didn't know the day nor hour. Jesus don't know that. And I see these brothers on television and sisters, well, most of the brothers, on television, is trying to represent that lie. It's trying to represent false worship. Try to explain to us how Jesus is God. Trying to explain that to you. And when I see him talk, brother, I seem like I see flames jumping up around him. When I listen to him and look at him, Seem like I see some fire. Because that's what they gonna get. That's what they gonna get, brothers and sisters. Ain't no wealth is so important and so valuable, you know, that you give your life, that you die, and you dying for a lie. Jesus can't save you. If you fool, if you are in delusion that Jesus can save you, brothers and sisters, well, we're here tonight to tell you that Jesus can't save you. He can't save himself. Especially the time that you all said that you all killed him, and Jesus said, as God, if thou could, take this bitter cup from me. Jesus himself didn't want to die. Jesus is going to be judged by Allah. Everything in this creation had to come before God and be judged. It's called the judgment. So when we talk, we just ain't talking for nothing. Don't think, you might think that them brothers is just, let them talk. Okay. Take us for granted. You think we spending our time and sacrificing here on this here program for nothing? So we better wake up, brothers and sisters. It's that time. It's the judgment time. And they got all type of explanation to show you that Jesus is not God.
Yeah.
To show you that you can't kill God. That God don't die. That God don't have no image. You can't see God. No vision can comprehend Almighty God. Wake up, brothers and sisters, because the judgment is here. You know, every time I look around, I'm hearing about a funeral. Somebody just died. And we up in the age. Like, I'm up in the age. I'm 81. I'm up in the age. I can't make these mistakes, brothers and sisters. I would look like an idiot coming up before you and lying to you on God. And I'm just one step out of the grave. What benefit am I going to get? I don't believe in Satan. Everything I say, I pray that it's the truth. Because that's my intention, to give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. This ain't no game. This is real. Every day you look around, somebody is having a janazah. Your best friend, your relative, somebody going back to Allah. But the lie is still going on. You still can cut on the TV and see the argument. You still can see walls and rumors of walls, people being greedy, killing innocent people at this close time of judgment. The time is near. It ain't near, it's here. That's scary, brothers and sisters. That's real scary. Where we got people don't have no respect for God. We got people that's ignorant to what's going on right now. Satan is keeping them ignorant. You better listen. More than just the preacher or the imam, more than them got the knowledge. If you believe in God, everything is speaking to you. Everything in this creation is speaking to you. So you got to think for yourself. If you ride a plane and the plane is getting ready, is having problems, and they tell you, you know, to put your mask and everything on, you know, you don't put the mask on your children first. You put it on yourself first. Then you put it on your child. Then you help somebody else. You can't help nobody if you can't breathe. That's common sense. So we're bringing the truth out here, brothers and sisters, so you can analyze it. You can check us out. We are not out here to try to make everybody Muslims. We know everybody ain't going to be Muslims. We got Muslims, we got Jews, we got Christians. I mean, Judaism, and we got Christianity. And we not begging nobody to come to God, to obey God. This is a warning. We're not pleading to you and begging you. This is a warning. We are here warning you. We are here giving you another option, another way of looking. We're trying to appeal to your understanding, to your reasoning. And we're doing this because God tells us to do it. I know you say, how's God going to talk to a Negro? God talked to everything in his creation. He's got command and control of everything in his creation. So, brothers and sisters, we ask you to listen. And think, we ask you to think. We give you the freedom to if you got a different opinion, and you sincere and you love the peoples, well then you should come forward. You should come forward, unless you just selfish. You know something that's going to save the people, and you ain't going to say nothing? We not going to argue with you. If you know how to save our life, then you should step forward and tell us. Jesus said, "Know you the truth. And the truth will make you free." So if you got the truth, and you see that we are enslaved with lies, wrong thinking, false ideals, then you should come forward with that truth to set us free. But you know what we're saying is true. You know that we're right on. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, look, I said,
you gotta turn it back over. Yes, sir.
Man, I wasn't ready for you to stop. You were doing good, huh? Man.
Yeah. I got to breathe.
You fool. I'm good. Sound like you got that second win. Man.
Yeah. We did it with you lying.
I could have heard some more of that. I'm doing
lying. Yeah, I'm doing lying. You suck.
If you don't understand what was said, he was saying that we are not out here trying to make nobody anything. We fear Allah.
Right.
And we love all human beings. Because our book tells us none of us going to get into paradise until we love for our brothers and sisters what we love for ourselves. When we go back and study Adam and Eve, we all come from Adam and Eve. If you don't consider every man and brother being connected, then that's your problem. The scripture says different. If you don't believe and trust the scripture, on that idea that we all are one, just let them do a DNA test on you. And you see that we're all about the same on the inside. Outside is different, but everybody don't want to, God didn't want all to look alike. He wants it to be different. Just like God said, there's no leaf fall off a tree that not fall without giving God permission. He had to get permission from God. No one is born and put into this world without getting God's permission. No one dies in this world without Allah giving his permission. So that's what we believe. And what we believe is, like you said, you come tell us what you believe. And let's put them together and see which one makes most sense. That's all we're saying. We're bringing a common sense, a logic on religion that God is one. How can God be three? Father, Son, and a ghost. But look what Webster said. Webster said Father means one who have a child and raising it, taking care of a child. That's what a father do. He provides for his family. Now, that's what Webster said. The son is one who depends on his father for sustenance, for his father to raise him, to help him grow up, and then take on the life itself. That's the duty of a father, to help guide it, because he's further in knowledge and understanding than the young man. But this world turned the young man against the old man, even against his father. Starts in public school. With public school, job is to educate you and get you prepared for the world. But at the same time, they're getting you prepared to take on craziness or Halloween, Easter, thinking you take on all the wrong things that you're supposed to stay away from, that God asks you to stay away from. Halloween is getting you ready to do that. So we know where it's coming from the streets, the movies, the magazines, even the foul music that we listen to. All this is coming to the young man and turn him inside out. That's why so many young people, when the governor of these states allowed the young people to have a gun, many of those young people cannot, quote, have responsibility to have a gun. So now on the internet, a bunch of young men are killed their son because he cried, shot this baby, couldn't cope with the crime. Couldn't cope, he couldn't have no tennis shoes because his son got to have. Killed himself. This is going on in America. when you take God out of the life of the people, then give them artificial lies, all the foolishness, this is going to continue to happen. Having faith in God is the strongest foundation that you can have. So if a religion is educating you in the wrong way, and I say any education that tells you that a man is God, that a prophet is God, Jesus is God, any man will stand and tell you that and look you in your face and tell you a bold-faced lie like that, he don't care nothing about you. Huh? He don't care. He's not there to tell the truth. He's there to keep his car running. He's there to keep the lights on in his house. He's not there to lead you into truth. Some people think they can take the Bible, which has been somewhat corrupted, and give you the corruption and make that corruption sound tempting, sound right. Somebody died for your sin. That's crazy. Somebody going to come back and save you before you even try to save yourself. That don't make no sense. How can you save yourself running into the liquor store? Tell me. Running into the drug den, using stuff that done killed and caused many people. How can you save yourself if you use that stuff? If you drink and drive too fast, how in the world are you going to save yourself? Huh? The only way you can save yourself, you got to have something you look up to is bigger than yourself. And we say Allah is bigger than yourself, meaning the creator of this creation who created you, he's bigger than yourself. If you respect Allah, then you can respect your mom and dad. That's your mama, the womb that bore you. If it wasn't for a woman, you wouldn't have been here. And you're going to disrespect the woman, the dough you come out of? Then what kind of trouble you think you're acting for? Because the first time I go to jails and prisons, and the first people that the person calls when he get in trouble is, don't want to call father, but call his mama. Mama, I need your help. Can you come bail me out? I promise I won't do it no more. I know I should have listened. This is what they say. Huh? Can you talk to a ghost? Huh? Father, son, and ghost. Can you talk to a ghost? All these supposed to be God, three gods. So all the lies that we are talking about right now tonight, these are the things that put us in this critical condition that we are in America. You don't think we're in a critical condition, get in your car and drive a couple of blocks and go into any convenience store, go into any Walmart, go to any grocery store, go to any big major store in your neighborhood, and we, the people, look like you don't own nothing. Why is that? Because a lie has been told. And that lie has crippled us. That lie has told us you can't do that. You're no good. You ain't never going to be no good. This is what the lie said. This is what the lie you do. But do your own thing. So everything you do your own thing with, the liar is getting it ready to give it to you so you can do your own thing, which is his thing. Not your thing. It's his thing. Huh? But you've been deceived. They call it manipulation. Brother, we are in this condition, the Caucasian in worse condition, because they can't go to paradise for what they do to us. There's no paradise for a person that shoots you in the back, take you to court and rob you of your money. That ain't no paradise for those people. So they're in worse shape too. Allah said that nothing escapes his vision. Don't an atom of good or bad go past Allah. He sees and knows everything. So that's what we're saying. They people are bending on taking us away from the success and progress and being happy. How can you be happy with nothing? You tell me you happy, you go in a store and the people that own that store don't look like you. And then if they call the police on you and you ain't done nothing, you just as well to be done something. So you going to jail for nothing. And you, sometimes you don't even believe your own self when one of them speak up because you look at them as being God. That's a psychological damage. That is the false worship is the most worshiped form of oppression. And the oppression comes from oppressing yourself. When you oppress yourself. That's oppression when you tell yourself you can't do something that you're going to even try to do and might help you make more money in this life. You say you can't do it. But you can get drunk and get a gun, smoke some drugs, and get out there and shoot at folks. I heard some young people talking about they had a good time. And then when they explained what kind of good time they had, listen to what kind of good time. What kind of good time you had? Oh, it was a pretty good time. Got shot at, got hit upside the head a couple times, and stove down on the ground. Somebody walked on me, but I'm lucky to be alive, so I had a good time. Got a good time with that. So we say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, cherish, sustainer of all the world. They in the world, he in the Lord. He Lord of London, Lord of England, Lord of Germany, Lord of Israel. So what Israel do, they won't get away with. What America do, Germany do, or whatever we call the land, they would never get away with anything that they do that is wrong. Everything anybody does that's wrong has to wait and see the result. And the result's going to be given to everybody that done wrong. They gonna get the final result. Ain't no in and buts about it. Ain't no way around it. Whatever you do on this earth is determined when Almighty God puts you in the next life. That is life after death, just like that life after sleep. Allah's going to wake you up in the only and the last reality. And you're going to see everything you done wrong from the time you were born into the time you died. Or you got killed, or you murdered yourself. You're going to see whatever, and you're going to get whatever you earn, whatever you were striving for will soon come in sight. So we thank Allah for the opportunities coming for you to have a talk. We want to see everybody saved. We don't want to see our Caucasian, Japanese, no people are burning, no matter what they did to us. We're not going to do what they did to us because we don't get this. We don't want the same thing they're going to get. And by us knowing better, been through it, we hate what they done to us. And we feel we ain't about to do what they did to us because what they done to us is going to get them in lots of trouble with the one who created them. Ain't no in and but about it. Huh? So we don't want to see nobody burning. We don't want to see nobody in a lake of fire. We don't want to see them. But if they dare, they mean they earn their way there. And we're trying to get everybody to turn and go right. Whether they be Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, we have to treat each other right. And all of them said that we got a religion. Said that the only one God. All of them said that we got a religion that is legit. It's real. You can't have four or five gods and say you got a true religion. All scripture condemns that idea. Scripture come to tell you what happened when those who follow the wrong path, earthquake, a windstorm, flood, you name it, the elements come against you. So we said America, time, and any other people on this earth, their time is up as long as they're doing wrong. Their time is up. And we want Allah to show every, if you want mercy from Allah, then we, it's our job to tell you to do right. Do right as a human being. Be a good father, a good mother. Be a good neighbor. But don't think that you're going to get away by saying that you're a good homosexual. Ain't no such thing. God ain't never promoted or even hinted that it's all right to be a homosexual. He showed where he scarred homosexuals and put fire and brimstone on them in this world to teach them that what they're going to get in the next world if they keep messing around with the idea that God made a mistake with them. And God made him a boy, a little boy to grow up to be a man. God made a mistake. I'm going to be a girl. A woman wants to be a man. That's a terrible mistake they're making. And they will have to pay. And then they change and mend their ways and start living the right life with children, with family. You can't call yourself family. Two men is not a family. You can't put S on that. Family. You can't call that a family, two men, because they can't produce no life. They can't nurse no life. And God said, populate the earth. And God said he have created man and woman for each other to populate the earth. Two men cannot populate the earth, nor can two women populate the earth. So we have the reality. And we said, take a reality check before it's too late. So we invite you to come and join on and listen. You ain't got to become a Muslim, but I don't care who you are. If you bring the truth to me, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. Any truth, anything good has been said or be said, and I hear that, I'm going to listen. I'm going to follow the good down. That's the nature of the human being, to follow the good thereof, whether he be a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, because all books are pointed to the wrong that will get you in trouble. All the books are pointed to the wrong. They tell you stay away from certain things. Certain prophets came and they deal with certain things that were going on in the world. Racism. That's racism what Pharaoh did. He can control the whole population of a so-called race. And he brutalized them. He cheated them out of the life they should, God want everybody to have. Some of them who Father Pharaoh got cheated out of. This Father Pharaoh, he got cheated out of life. Anybody that didn't okay or go along with Pharaoh, he got rid of them. He destroyed them. They look like him. So that if you are a lawyer to the king, and how can you be lawyer to a man when a man did not make this world? Allah, the creator of this world, made it. So so I'm going to see, is my brother ready to say anything else? I'm going to bring him back, see if he had enough rest. Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, you did good, man. Praise be to Allah.
All
right. Did good.
All right.
We thank Allah.
Okay.
Allah Akbar.
I mean, just
having the strength
to
take this here microphone, take this here telephone, and speak the truth into it. Without looking for something that gonna benefit you and you only, you know. If you got to do that, bro. Hello, Akbar. We thank Allah, and like you say, you know, if a person teaches. And in his teaching, religious teaching, in reference to Jesus, if they are trying to, they spend all their time trying to explain who Jesus is, then they're not giving you the message of Jesus.
That's right.
They spending all this time kind of explaining to you who Jesus is, or trying to justify that he's the Son of God.
They were trying
to justify that he's God. So all that time, you know, you could have had been and gave us the message of Jesus that he brought. You know, he brought a message. And Jesus said that if he bear witness of himself, his witness is not true.
That's right.
He didn't bring you a message talking about him. He didn't come here. He said he bear witness of the one that sent him.
And what are you saying?
But they're going to sit on television and try to explain to us and kind of justify and kind of show us where Jesus is God, or Jesus is the Son of God. And when they get through with that, they leave away. They haven't brought us no message from Jesus. None at all. So we showing you without any doubt, the information and the ideas and concept that is being brought is not truth from God. It's not truth from God. You're not bringing us the truth. And that's what we want to hear, is the truth. You're not bringing us the truth. You kind of justify that a white man is God.
Go ahead, man.
You know? And we trying to hear the truth. We want to know the truth. Because Jesus said, know ye the truth. But if you listen to him, all of them up there, I mean every one of them up there, I don't know no Christian preacher yet is coming forth and giving you all the truth. I can't name one. After I get through sitting out listening to them, in the whole conversation, they can be doing good, but they'll wind up bear witness that Jesus is God. If you want to be saved, you got to believe that he died for your sin. So I haven't seen one. I'm sorry. They need to get away from that. They need to bear witness that God is the one that does worship only.
Yes.
And that Jesus is a human being just like you and I. And that we, as human beings, we follow human beings.
That's right.
We can't follow no angels. We can't follow God. It's messed up, brothers and sisters. It's messed up. And we are here to straighten it out. We are here to tell you the truth, to feed the truth to you. You can accept it or reject it.
That's right.
That's your business.
That's
We're
right.
not here to establish religion, no particular religion. We let you know that we are Muslims. We are Muslims, and we ain't ashamed of it, and we ain't going to back up. But we are Muslim that bringing you the truth that Almighty God has given us. At last, Allah done blessed us with the Holy Quran. And we thank Allah for Imam Waqidi Muhammad.
From Baal Wakeba.
for turning us towards the Quran. So we can communicate and get the understanding directly from God. So that's what we're advising you. Get you a Holy Quran. And you can understand your Bible better. We know they're going to tell you that Prophet Muhammad is evil, that he's a pedophile, you know, that he a false prophet. That's what Satan does. Satan ain't going to let you just walk up and get a Quran. He's going to try to dissuade you, kind of keep you from getting the book. Because if you pick up that Quran and you go in that book sincere, it's going to wake you up. You're going to see the truth. Now, it's up to you whether or not you want to stay a Jew or you want to stay a Christian or you want to say that you're a Muslim. You got the same message. We're not out here pushing the idea that you're a Muslim, that you got to be a Muslim in order to go to heaven. If you don't become a Muslim, then you're not going to heaven. The only way you're going to go to heaven is be a Muslim. No, we're not. That's not us. Whoever is doing that is working with Shaitan. They're working with Satan.
Yes.
What we are asking you to believe, like the Quran tells us, and we thank Allah for the Quran. Allah tells us in the Quran that for us to be believers, that it's the believer is going to win through. He didn't say it's going to be Judaism will win through, or Christianity will win through, or Islam will win through. He said the believer is going to win through. O ye who believe. So all these people that are coming out to you trying to push their religion and try to push what they are and things like that there, they are not sincere. They are not truthful. They're trying to establish themselves. The believer is one that's trying to free the individual. I don't care what you are. Our job is to try to free the individual. And Allah tells us in the Quran what righteousness is. And he don't say that righteousness is, are you a Muslim? Are you a Jew? Are you a Christian? Allah tell you what righteousness is. To help the needy, feed the poor. He didn't say righteousness is what that you pray all the time. And that you call on Jesus? Or you call on Muhammad? He said righteousness is to feed the needy. Help the needy. Help the poor. And he goes on and on. In our book, Surah 2, Ayat 177, let me read that. I've got my Quran right here. Surah 2, Ayat 177. It'll tell you what righteousness is.
because a whole lot of us believe that righteousness is to worship Jesus. Is to believe in Jesus. They think that that's righteousness.
Righteousness is not treat your money.
Huh?
Righteousness is not getting the preacher money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I will do black man. Minister Shaitan Rajin, this is Surah 2. Ayat 177. Allah say, it is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards east or west, but it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day and the angels and the book and the messenger. That's talking about us right there, the messengers. We're messengers. We're not prophets. You know, we're not prophets, but we are messengers.
Mm-hmm.
To spend of your sustenance out of love for him, for your kin, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask, and for the ransom of slaves, to be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity, to fulfill the contract which you have made, and to be firm and patient in pain or suffering and adversity, and throughout all period of panic. Such are the peoples of truth, the God-fearing. There it is. That's in Surah 2, starting at Ayat and Ayat 177. Allah tell you what righteousness is. You want to be right? You want to know the truth? There it is. All that other stuff that you're doing, you better check Satan out. You know, because Satan have you doing everything, and none of it is helping the needy. It's helping the poor, helping people that been oppressed. Bring forward to truth. When you argue and try to show us that Jesus is God, that's not righteousness. Alhamdulillah. So we got to understand that there's so many things that we got to do as people that wants to be righteous, people that want to be believers. And all for you to give in charity and help the needy and help the poor, you got to have some money. So we want to come together with believers, with people that believe and establish businesses. We got to sacrifice and establish businesses in our community. Why in our community? Because we want to build up. If you establish business in your own community, you can't go and try to establish a community in the Chinese community, or in the Mexican community, or in the Caucasian community. Why you want to establish business there? Make their community grow. And your community is poor. In your community. So you can provide jobs.
See, we got people that out there know what's going on, but they're not going to tell you because you they benefit from you, from your ignorance. They benefit from you. And the same people that benefit from you want to establish themselves as superior. They want to establish in your mind that they are your sincere helper, that they are the only one that can provide for you, that can give you jobs so you can pay for your house note and feed your children and feed yourself. They want to present themselves to you as though they are God. You can't think for yourself. They want to change the history and education where they can show you a lie that they are the one. But they don't want you to talk about slavery. This is a new day, brothers and sisters. The world is being remade. Allah didn't come and didn't say that he's going to destroy the earth. But the destruction of the world is not talking about the earth, brothers and sisters. The earth never disobeyed God. He talking about destroying the world of Satan, the world of evil, the world of corruption. That's the world that God is talking about destroying and asking you to help destroy. We got to remake the world. We don't hate nobody. That's what this old world is going out, use hate. We don't use that. God ain't giving us that type of thing to use against the people. We all came from Adam, brothers and sisters. God said that he made us different colors, not that we should hate each other, despise each other, but for us to learn from each other. That's why we're different. I can learn something from the Japanese. I can learn something from the Spanish, from the Americans. I mean, from the Mexicans, from the Italians. They can learn something from us. So he made us different. But we all dependent on one God. Allah is not going to pick one out of the nationalities, out of all the nationalities. He's going to pick one out of there and say that this is my son. My son is a white man. You can see the psychology in that. That's lightweight. Godmother is a Caucasian. She's a white girl. Godmother. And you the devil. Oh, we're going to make it clear as possible, where you can see clear through it. Where if you make a mistake and make the wrong charge, make your own choice, you're doing it with your eyes open. You can't say that you didn't know. You can't come before God and say nobody told you. That's the reason God got us out here. And when we remake the world, we're going to be a people that helping everybody. We ain't going to be hating nobody. Everything that the devil did going to be destroyed.
It's going to be destroyed. We're not going to bring the devil work up and try to use that as an example. The devil's schemes are weak. Somebody might want to use that. We're not going to teach the people what the devil did. And you got many of us getting on the thing and teach, and all we teach is about what the devil did. We're not pushing the devil. Devil got power. We're not following the devil. Allah got all the power. Allah said the only power that the devil has is the power that you give him. That's the reason he might have power over you, because you give him that power. We don't give him no power. And we are not afraid of the devil. Weak thinking, wrong ideals. The devil make the family hate each other, divide the family up. So why you gonna push the devil? Why you gonna love the devil? We love God. God gonna give us the best food. Teach us how to eat the best food. God gonna teach us to present the best knowledge. The creation that God blessed us with, no eyes have never seen it. God teach us to love each other. Love one another. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. We're gonna follow the teaching of God. God says, is there any other truth other than his truth? So when you establish the truth and you present the truth, you're being obedient to God, because there's no other truth other than God's truth. Say no half the truth. So we believe in truth. We don't believe in lies, corruption, scams. We don't believe in that. We know that the truth is going to help everybody. The truth is going to help everybody. So let's stand, brothers and sisters, as one solid wall with La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. Let's stand that way, brothers and sisters. The prophet said, help your brother when he's right or help him when he's wrong. So how do you help your brother when he's wrong? By pulling him away from the wrong. That's how we're going to help our Palestinian brothers. By pulling him away from the wrong. By giving him the same teaching that we're giving you all. And he have his right to accept it or reject it. But God promised, got a promise for him. Allah said his
so that the truth is clear. It stands out clear. So we are pushing God's truth. God said, argue with them with what I gave you, what I gave you. You don't have nothing to hold you back. Nothing to hold you back. We don't obey Satan. Stand strong, brothers and sisters, so we can teach our children. So when the next world, the new world come in, our children would know all the ditches, know all the loops, all the schemes. Let's don't teach our children what Satan is doing.
Yeah.
So we are bearing witness to the truth. So brothers and sisters, we gonna turn it over and let Akbar talk for a few minutes, and then we're gonna grab it again. We came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. If I still am, it ain't gone. Black box. You got it, Brother Akbar. Lord Akbar. Are you there? I see where they come.
Well, they got the lamb.
You got it. Got about 15 more minutes.
Yes, sir. Does Sister Karan want to say anything?
Huh?
That's
what I like.
You want to say something?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you called on us. Yes, you.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to ask Brother Shuja a question. He said, don't teach, I think he said the children, but he was saying, don't teach what Satan is doing. I didn't understand that. I said, I thought you were supposed to let one know the scheme of Satan so they could avoid it. So I just said, well, maybe I missed something. Could you explain that to me, my brother?
Oh, yeah. That's real easy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You ain't. The scheme and the work of Satan, you got a whole lot of that. It's plenty of that. For me to add to it, then we're just helping Shaitan. Satan done found out. He done discovered that people like Malcolm X and people like Muhammad Ali that he made a mistake by letting them get on TV. He made a big mistake. You know, and he was going to try to show the people, show them up by letting them speak the truth. And the truth just overpowered them. And everybody got to believe in the truth and respecting Malcolm X and respecting Muhammad Ali.
That's right. I was going to ask Shuja and them. Do they ever see violence? I never see these kids using violence. I don't never see them. What? I don't see it either. I mean, okay, but
I mean, the statistics you got to look on the internet about.
Because we're not with it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. I wanted to, you know, this is the question I wanted to ask. Udubillahi min shaitan rajim, because I got Brother Rashad. Yeah, I got Brother Rashad here, and he was mentioning the children, the young people participating in homicides and violence, killing. And so I asked the question, are they really doing that? I never see them doing it. I don't see them. I'm here in L.A. I'm out in the street. I teach school. I mean, most of the children at my schools out there in Compton are Latino. But I never see them killing and stuff like that. Now, sometimes, see, I know how the government or Shaitan or the conspirators or, you know, these agencies, they put out propaganda, make you think that your world is on fire. You know, there's a lot of killing the children, but I don't never see it. I don't never see the children out here fighting and killing. I never see body bags. I never see. Now, I don't really live on the east side. I don't live in Watts or Compton, but I teach school in Compton. And we hear about Chicago, about there's so many over the weekend, so many deaths and stuff like that. Well, that, you know, that's on TV, but couldn't that be propaganda? I mean, here in Los Angeles used to be, you know, Los Angeles used to be the home of the NWA, niggas with attitudes and F the police and all that and everything. But I never see body bags. I never see, you know, and I want to see what y'all think about that.
Well, you know, that's true, and the only thing that the people's gonna know is what we bring, is what the television brings, and what we bring them. That's how the communication goes. That's how they get their message. And if we talk to them about death and about killing, about black killing and black death all the time, you know, then they not gonna know the real life or the real power. The real power is that our young people get educated and go through some discipline and establish business. If we don't talk about that, then they're not going to know. They're going to believe that their only thing to do is to be gangbang. Sing rock songs. The women's is bees. And we're niggas. You know? And all those cursing words. You know? That's the reason we don't curse. We don't get on, as Muslim, we get on there and start cursing. That's the same thing. So, yeah. The only way they're going to see it is that we bring it to them. I don't see they talking about our bad rules. I don't see nobody killing each other here in Baton Rouge. But it's on top.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't see no body bags. I don't see, this is it. I'm on this is Crenshaw area where I am in Crenshaw, and maybe about 10 miles over to the south and east, they got Watts in over there. Watts, and maybe some things be jumping off, you know, but Crenshaw is kind of like a African American area, neighborhood. I don't see it. Now, it's making me suspect even Chicago. Now, you see on the news, oh, Chicago had 10 murders over the weekend.
Right.
I mean, Chicago was the home of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for many, many years. The Muslims there, Farrakhan there, the people, you know what I mean? Imam W.C. Muhammad taught in Chicago, you know what I mean? How in the heck is Chicago now going to be the murder capital of the United States where our people just be slaughtering each other? It just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. And I know not to believe the media one ounce, because in all the 50 years that Imam Muhammad taught, the media never treated us right. They put Farrakhan all in the media. Stop the violence. And you see him up there, stop the violence. They, you know, here in Los Angeles, should Farrakhan be able to come to Los Angeles asking a stupid question like that? You know what I mean? We got freedom of speech. We got freedom of speech. Should Farrakhan be allowed to come to Inglewood? You know, they put that question all over in order to put his name out there. And a whole lot of our people went out there to the forum. I remember some brothers.
Yeah.
I went out there to see Farrakhan. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they asked him, should Farrakhan be welcome here to L.A.? You know, as if, you know, hell, this is America. You know what I mean? They
mass manipulators.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Mass manipulators, right. In order to put Farrakhan out there. Farrakhan's all over. Imam W. D. Muhammad with all that meeting with the Pope and meeting with the Pentagon and all overseas, foreign countries, being known all over the world, you know what I mean? And you see how the media treated the imam from the day he came. Never really gave him no, but they showed Bill Farrakhan up. They put him out there.
Yeah, they
you know, because they say, you know, the word is that any kind of publicity is good publicity, whether it's bad publicity or good publicity. Anytime they should Farrakhan be welcome to Los Angeles, that's so stupid and stupid. You know, they start thinking, hey, you know, like you say, shoot your mass manipulators.
Mass manipulators.
And so I don't believe nothing the media did, because they hid Imam Muhammad. They say, don't say nothing good about Imam Muhammad, or don't say nothing bad about Imam Muhammad. Don't say nothing about Imam Muhammad. That was their strategy. Don't say nothing good about him. Don't say nothing bad. Don't even mention him. But put Farrakhan all over there. You know what I mean? And, you know. Yeah. So
we have to be careful with what we say. And because what we put out there, the young peoples, the peoples that don't know, that's what they use. So we have to be careful what we put out there. We can't help Jay Dunn. We can't help the rappers. We can't help the thugs and the drug dealers. You know, we can't get on Blog Talk and just talk about them, you know. The less we talk about them and talk about things that was happening, what's needed, the more we gonna get with righteousness and truth out front, and it's gonna be the main in front. You wanna say something?
Yeah, I'll say something. Okay. Assalamu alaikum. What I want to say is that, believe me, all the people that in professional positions, they know Imam Wardi Muhammad. Everywhere I go, especially all up in the schools and college, because the first thing they ask me is, are you the real Muslim? They want to know if I'm with Imam Wardi Muhammad or Farrakhan. And that's what, that's all everybody I go, that's all they all know Imam Waridi Muhammad. Believe me, they do. Don't think that they don't know him. They know him. The main people that makes a difference know him. And those that were that's under Farrakhan, they know Imam Waridi Muhammad too. They know him. I'm telling you, he was very popular everywhere. The immigrant Muslims and all of them. All the people that top, like the sheriffs and all of them like that, when they see that you on Imam Waridi Muhammad, they bag back.
Alhamdulillah.
They bag back, I'm telling you.
Alhamdulillah. So that means we don't have to push
right.
The Imam.
They know him.
They know him.
Yes, they know him.
Alhamdulillah. They get the message.
They know him.
They get the message. They know there's a different troop out here. I hear Gino will be. Be slowly dropping that, you know.
And I want to say one thing. I said I have nothing against Farrakhan. I think that's good because everybody what Farrakhan did, what Farrakhan is doing. I said, well then, what he's doing is he bringing in those that miss Imam Waridi Muhammad, because when he's gone, that's the direction they're gonna go. And plus they have a defense like soldiers there. So we need all the soldiers. All the soldiers. And Imam Waridi Muhammad said, as long as he got the book, then he's okay with him. They got the book. They say the Holy Quran is the book. And that's what he said. That's okay with him. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to turn it back over to Akbar. Hold on, Akbar.
No, Akbar, a few more minutes. You got it.
Got it,
Brother
Sujan. Alhamdulillah. Well, we closed up in prayer. A'udhu Blahim and Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship. And thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, grace, and mercy. Not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who are straight. Amen.
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 That's the name.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why he's first. Allahu
Akbar. Y'all have a beautiful, beautiful day.
I'm gonna do like you too.
That's really important.